But first, Arizona Congressman Trent Franks is stepping down amid allegations of inappropriate behavior. In a statement, the 8th District Republican says in part, quote, "I have recently learned that the Ethics Committee is reviewing an inquiry regarding my discussion of surrogacy with two previous female subordinates, making each feel uncomfortable. I deeply regret that my discussion of this option and process in the workplace caused distress," end quote. He goes on to say, quote, "In the midst of this current cultural and media climate, I am deeply convinced I would be unable to complete a fair House ethics investigation before distorted and sensationalized versions of this story would put me, my family, my staff, and my noble colleagues in the House of Representatives through hyperbolized public excoriation," end quote. Reed Wilson joins me to talk more about all this. He's a national correspondent with The Hill newspaper in D.C. And Reed, first off, how surprising or not surprising was this news that Congressman Franks is resigning?
It's not surprising that another member of Congress has been up in allegations of inappropriate behavior. It was a little surprising to me that it was Trent Franks, and I think that's what we're going to experience over the next several weeks, is surprise that it is an individual member getting caught, but there are going to be a series of these stories coming out over the next few weeks. Just about every news organization in Washington is working hard to dig up rumors and innuendo that we've been hearing for years. Those stories are about to come to light.
Now, Congressman Franks put out a statement saying that his alleged misdeed was bringing up conversations about surrogacy with female staffers over the years. Is there a sense on Capitol Hill that that is, in fact, what happened? Or is there maybe more to this that we're not knowing about right now?
So I think there's always more to the story that people aren't going to reveal in a prepared statement. And the fact that House Speaker Paul Ryan said that he thought these allegations warranted investigation by the Ethics Committee tells me that there's probably something a little more here than simply conversations about surrogacy. And I don't know any boss who talks to their employees about carrying their child for them.
Now, Franks also talked about how he didn't think he'd be able to get a fair hearing in the Ethics Committee, which I think kind of raises an interesting question, which is that this committee on Capitol Hill, which is supposed to be an unbiased arbiter of facts, he's sort of calling that into question. Is that a legitimate concern? Are other people talking about that?
Well, I don't think the FE itself is what Trent Franks was questioning. I think it was the overall atmosphere here in Washington, D.C., which, as we saw yesterday when Senator Al Franken resigned, is one in which even people who deny wrongdoing are forced to quit. Senator Franken and Representative Franks both said that they didn't think they'd done anything wrong, but instead of staying to fight it out, they didn't think that the battle was going to take place in the House Ethics Committee or the Senate Ethics Committee. They thought the battle would play out in the media and the national press, and that was what was unsustainable to them.
So as you said, other media outlets are working on, you know, potentially other cases of sexual improprieties on Capitol Hill. How big is this issue on Capitol Hill?
This is going to be massive. I was thinking about this the other day. I was comparing it to the House banking scandal of the early 1990s when members were bouncing checks left and right. And because of it, a whole bunch of them ended up either resigning their seats or getting defeated in the 1992 elections, just 2 years before the Republican wave back in 1994. This could be as big as that. There are rumors going around about just how many members are in the crosshairs. I'll tell you that we at the Hill News, we're working on our own stories about several different members from around the country and from both parties. It's not a partisan problem. It's not a regional problem. It is an institutional problem, and the institution is about to take a big hit.
All right. Reed Wilson is a national correspondent at The Hill. Reed, thanks a lot for your time and your insights. I appreciate it.
You got it.
And Reed joined me via Skype.